Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. The search for Christian unity has made great progress over the past century, but full unity is a gift of God for which we must pray. This is the meaning of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, celebrated this week, and to which Pope Benedict XVI dedicated his Wednesday audience, delivered to 8,000 people in the Paul VI Audience Hall.
Dear brothers and sisters, the theme chosen for this year, you are witnesses of these things. This was a major concern of the Edinburgh Conference, which marked the beginning of the modern ecumenical movement 100 years ago.
In comments in Italian, the Pope posed two questions. First, what are these things that we must witness? The answer, he said, is that we must above all witness the cross and the resurrection. In this way, we begin to understand all scriptures. To the second question, how can we be witnesses, the Pope responded only by knowing Jesus and thus knowing God. Only in really encountering him in our lives can we become witnesses of faith. Pope Benedict also noted the great progress made over the past century. He said ecumenism has grown so significantly that it has become important in the life of the churches. Dealing with issues that involve the church life, such as the common recognition of baptism and solutions for mixed marriages. He also recalled the 10 years since the joint declaration on justification with the Lutherans, the return of groups of Anglicans to full communion with Rome, the positive steps of the joint working commission with the Orthodox. In the wake of such a spirit, he observed, contacts have also expanded to Pentecostal, evangelical and charismatic movements for a better mutual understanding, although he added, they also see serious problems in this area.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.